I also want to mention that John will be back tomorrow, first and foremost. He is still taking submissions for the rookie speed jokes. If you have not submitted a speed joke before, you can send that speed joke to johnwilliams@wgnradio.com. Frequently, when I say something stupid at home, my sons go, "Oh, why don't you send that to John Williams?" And I don't like to hear that, actually, and they're not even really good enough for the speed jokes. So, yeah, johnwilliams@wgnradio.com. And when John returns tomorrow, he is going to announce the date for the Whiskey Acres Speed Joke Party, which is happening this summer, and tickets go very, very quickly. So make sure you're listening to John's return tomorrow morning and find out about it.
Can't get them.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can maybe help you out. Maybe. All right, and now we'll do some speed jokes.
Speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hawkbird. Holy cow, we got jokes today from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 states. The first one's from Leo in Hawaii, and Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana, James Wing in Niles, Michigan, and Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook, you know, Illinois. Dan Carroll in Appleton, Wisconsin writes, "Hi, John, I love listening to WGN. Having grown up in the south suburbs, your show keeps me contacted to the city I love." And that's Chicago. Also crazy that my name was randomly selected to receive a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. I already have requests from family and friends to send them pictures of the mug. Here's my address. P.S. Appleton's a great town. You should check out our Mile of Music Festival this summer. We got a joke from Pete from the Florida Keys and Steven in Atlanta, Georgia. And who else sent us a joke? Raul Portillo of North Riverside says, "Happiness is woodworking and listening to speed jokes." Listener Doug sent us one. Ernie Malik did. Carrie Keller in Rockford. And Dick Dorgan in Morton Grove wrote, "John, I'm 85 years old. I don't have much time left. Yesterday, I broke my favorite cup. I need a new one for my Miralax. Can you help?" Here we go now. Just once, I'd like to read a medication label that says, "Warning, may cause permanent weight loss, increased energy, wrinkle removal." Never happens.
In the following scene, Eddie Mazur will portray John's neighbor walking two dogs, and John Williams will star as John Williams.
Hey, neighbor. I didn't know you had any dogs.
Oh, they're not my dogs. They're my sister's.
Wow. Your sisters are really ugly. I know they didn't ask for it, but just to be sure, I sent a stool sample in with my tax return. Did you hear about the small-town bagel shop owner running for mayor? He's running a schmear campaign.
Hey, John, I called my wife over the weekend and said, "I've got to tell you something, but it's hard to say."
What did you tell her?
Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead.
What did you tell her?
Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead.
Whoever said "out of sight, out of mind" never had a spider disappear in their bedroom. Cannibal on death row was asked what he wanted for his last meal. He chose Five Guys. Running feels great unless you compare it to not running. My wife's leaving me, Andy.
Why now?
My obsession with fractions. Oh, well. Hindsight's one. Hey, I got a question. Did we ever find out what the Knights in White sat in?